Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. It's Saturday. Hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. And I'm just so excited to, do this show today. It's part two, Growing with Society, Where Are Your Platforms? Last show we talked about it, got into some really good stuff, and hopefully you picked up some good info. So Growing with Society, Where Are Your Platforms? I tweeted a few days ago, or I'm not too sure, maybe it was last week, I tweeted how many people wore their platforms to the boardroom. And so I'm just curious, did anyone wear their platforms? And, if so, what were your thoughts? You know what I mean? Also, anytime you have a question or whatnot, feel free to tweet. You can email me at alisanicolelive@gmail.com for any questions, show suggestions, and 929-477-1308 is the number to call in for the show when done live. And I'm proud to say, so far I've done all of my shows live, and now that I've said that, it's nothing wrong with, not live, but I like live. It's Alisa Nicole Live or whatnot. But now that I said that, you never know. I might sneak in a few surprises for you. Nothing wrong with listening to me, more, right? So, so this is such, it's fun and it's exciting because I consider myself to be, a lot of different things, but just the gist of what I've gotten, throughout the years, society is kind of just being able to, take a look back and, just see how society has kind of developed with time and how I've kind of had to change things up as society has grown. You know what I mean? So social media is a huge topic. We've discussed it since, day one, right? And I don't know. I've seen a couple of comments, on social media or whatnot, and people, some of the people have, some of the similar issues. And so, which is a good thing in terms of when you start to see similar issues, that means that, a group of people can come together, right, and kind of start finding solutions to resolve those issues. So you don't want to be the only one out there like, hey, this is an issue, because it's, it kind of gives you hope that there is a solution to the issue. So with social media, I just, going with, as society kind of, we're going into 2020 soon. And so can you believe it? 2020. Now, what I'm going to say is this. We're going into 2020 in a few years, right? And I would like to see a lot of new stuff, okay? A lot of new stuff. It's just kind of like one of those things, you know what I mean? Like for, gift-giving season, we discuss quite a bit. It's one of those things where you want to see something new. You know, it's like, I want to see something new rather than just, what else is out there? So I kind of relate that to social media. When you think about social media, it's kind of interesting, right? What's so interesting is that with social media is going to be the new marketing trend. A lot of people use social media to market. And I remember there was a social media platform, one of the first social media platforms out there. And I won't mention which one, but it was a social media platform that was out there, one of the first. And with that, you've kind of seen other social media platforms take over. And then, not necessarily take over. You just kind of seen other social media platforms kind of, develop new things to kind of give individuals that extra stuff that they need to kind of, grow socially in terms of social media. And so what is going to be the new marketing thing, though, right? That's a good question. What's going to be the new marketing thing? We kind of discussed that, got into that on the last show. What's next? What's next? What else? So I'm curious to see what else. That's a good question. And if you got some answers, keep them to keep them to yourself, okay? Yeah, that's just my disclaimer because that's just who I am. I'm all about, you know what I mean? When you got some good stuff and you got some stuff, you need to talk to the people who can help you with your good stuff, get you to where you got to go to help individuals. You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with sharing. I did, I do it when I do my show, right? I give out good information, right? However, it's just like one of those things. You know what I mean? You never know, and I got a lot of good stuff coming in the future. But you want to be smart. Be smart, and that gets into a whole another topic: copyrights, trademarks, all of that stuff to protect you. In your brand, okay? So that's just how it is. When it comes to protecting yourself, protecting your brand, protecting your ideas, keeping individuals from taking your ideas and kind of running with it, and that was something that I wanted to get into. Because when it comes to social media, and then we get into what's going to be the next new marketing trends and apps and stuff, don't come sending me, this is my disclaimer, don't come sending me any emails about... any new stuff, okay? That's my disclaimer about any new stuff that you want to develop. You need to speak with the developers, okay? There's special individuals in the tech field called, developers who can help you with any apps. You know what I mean? So I like giving you this information, so it's good to listen to me and kind of spread the word. And you're never too it doesn't matter who you are. I got some good information that I've learned throughout the years from research, just kind of work experience, just everything. That's how I've learned. So one of the first things, you don't want people to take your ideas and kind of run with it. So it's important. So if you do have some show suggestions, I want to hear such and such on your show. I'm definitely open to hearing that. But apps and stuff, when we get into stuff that you're kind of, working on, there's individuals who can steer you in the right direction. You have individuals who you got to do your research, and that's a whole different show to get into. You know what I mean? What I love about Alisa Nicole Live, I like to kind of keep it fun and funny, but I like to take care of business sometimes, right? Because I like to bring the funny. I like to bring the funny and also, all of that, the lifestyle, the entertainment, all of that. But, you got to take care of business too. And so that's part of who I am. So a lot of people, and maybe you get it, and if you get it, great. That means I'm doing my job because it's a lot of different aspects to me that I'm sure listening to me, you kind of like, what, are we talking about relationships today? Or are we talking about, what's going on, in the boardroom? And I'll tell you, we're going to talk about both because that's just who I am. And that's the joy of being able to listen to me, right? Okay, so moving along, before we run out of time, and we still got a lot of time, okay? I know you just love listening to me, right? Family and friends, as it relates to society, is something that I kind of wanted to touch on because when it comes to family and friends, right, they kind of, and you and your platforms, right? So it's just you got you and your platforms, and you got your family and your friends, right? How do family, friends, people who you're around, how does that affect you with the platforms that you have on in terms of where you want to go? They can hold you back or they can kind of help you grow. Wow, right? I love that. They can hold you back or they can help you grow. So you kind of have to evaluate who's around you, right? And depending on what it is that you want to do, right? So you kind of have to choose wisely. It's just one of those things, right? Birds of a feather flock together kind of thing. And so you just want to make sure that you're around the right people who can kind of, when it comes to you growing with society, right? Because you don't want to miss anything. No. You want to be able to just kind of grow and kind of, as you grow, help others grow. And it takes other people who have grown to help you grow. Right? Knowledge is power. Knowledge is just something you can't do without, right? We always want to think smart, be smart, do smart. And that's just how it is. And I always like to keep it 100% upfront and honest with you just because that's just who I am. That's just the type of person that I am. Okay, so, and to all you growing, right? And that's just one of those things. I just kind of had something that I just need to just say, and that's just who I am. I don't know about a lot of people, and this is the thing, okay? This is the thing that can kind of sometimes piss you off, right? You want to get somewhere, and people constantly trying to hold you back from where you're trying to get. It can be a little bit annoying, right, and a little bit irritating, especially when you got your platforms on and the people who are trying to hold you back don't got any platforms, right? It can be a little bit irritating. So it's just how do you get around that? How do you get around the people who are constantly trying to hold you back from where you know you should be, right? Because you even got some people who don't have platforms on, right? And they think they can tell you where you should be. So with that being said, how do you get around that? That's just something that you kind of have to look within, and how do I get around this? I'm looking to grow. I see, you know, look, wow, you know, have you, I encourage you, you know, as you get out and, you know, wow, that's my first time seeing that. And you might, wow, that's my first time seeing that. You know what I mean? It can be one of those things where you don't want to go through life like, oh, wow, you know, or taking the oh, wow out, shall I say. Not, you know what I mean? There's so many things out there to see, and in order for you to grow, you need to know those things. Sorry for shouting, but that's just how I get sometimes because it's just like, I know because it comes from personal experience. Sometimes you just, you know what I mean? It's just like, what is the holdup? You know what I mean? What is going on? And it helps when you find out what those things are. Because it's kind of a therapeutic type of, now I'm just kind of like, you know what I mean? But it is. It can be just kind of like, oh, thank you. You know what I mean? Now what? That's how it is. So that's good. I'm glad I've gotten over that. So how do your platforms look is a good way to look at it because we're going to be wrapping this whole thing up with Growing with Society, where are your platforms? And let me tell you, you never stop growing, okay? You never stop growing just because knowledge helps you grow. Knowledge, experience, all of that helps you grow. So what I'll say is this, how do your platforms look? How do your platforms look? And this is the beautiful thing about it. How do your platforms look? When you look at just kind of everything, let's just say you have whatever it is that you do. Okay, let's talk about okay, what are your dreams? What are your goals? What are your aspirations, right? This ties into Dream Team 2016 because our dreams help society grow because we develop new things, whatever it is, and that helps us get to where we need to be. What is it? Let's just look at, clothing, right? So we look at different designers, okay, and we look at the different, you know, I love to just go kind of sometimes just see what's new, what is out there. And let me tell you, there's so many, you know, there's a lot of good things out there, right? There's a person who had platforms on that created that designed that, okay? So you have the designer, picture like that, and they had a vision, and they turned that vision into a reality. So, but they had to know what their vision is, right? They had to know what it was that they were trying to do. What is it that I'm trying to kind of create? What is it that what is it that I'm trying to design, right? So they had to have on a certain pair of platforms, and they have to know what their platforms look like, right? So as they know what their platforms look like, that helps them to come up with all types of crazy good stuff, right? Crazy in a good way. In terms of being different, unique, standing out, all of that stuff. So what do your platforms look like? What is it that you're trying to, like, do, right? So, like, if you're a designer, okay, if you're in the fashion field, what is it? You got to know what's your platform. What am I trying to do? What am I trying to do, right? So that's how you kind of have to look at it. And so that's the beautiful thing about it is just once you understand and know what your platforms look like, you can kind of start to build what if you, however you want to say it, a foundation, you hear that a lot, whatever the case may be, to kind of building whatever it is that you want, right? So that's a great thing. This is some good stuff. And then the great thing about it is, you know, once you figure out, your platforms kind of help you figure out who you are, like not knowing what they want to do. And let me tell you, I've done so much stuff in life just because I'm a creative person, and there's so many different things that I want to do. But you have some of those individuals who sometimes have an issue, you know, it's not so quite easy for them to kind of figure out what is it that I want to do. But it's important for everyone to figure out what it is that you want to do, because that helps us grow. And it's important for us to grow so that we keep society moving. So as we talk about 2020, going into 2020, it's important. Why? Because 2020 should be something huge, big. I mean, 2020 is huge, right? So we want to make sure that I encourage you, Dream Team 2016, my Lisa Nicole Live listeners, what I encourage you to do is kind of just, you know, my disclaimer is do what it is that you want to do that makes you happy, and always seek the advice from those professionals who can give you the advice that you need to make sure you're doing things the correct way and the right way, okay? That's my disclaimer. I never want to tell you what to do. This is all opinionated. So the great thing about it is that you can kind of, you know, what is it? What is it? Maybe you just want to do what? Maybe I just want to, I don't know. Maybe I just want to be a manager, or maybe I just want to be a supervisor. And it's not maybe I just want to. Being a supervisor, a manager, whatever it is, trust me, it's huge. It plays a part in society. So you kind of have to take a look at the big picture. But you got to know what type of platforms you're trying to wear and how they look, okay? And I kind of feel like, let me tell you this, I kind of feel like I'm in, you know, sometimes I get really into this stuff and I kind of feel like, I don't know, you know, I like to think I wear quite a bit of different platforms, but today I guess my platform's kind of, you know, I like to kind of get, you know, just kind of give you something that you can use to probably get you at least, you know, a little bit motivated, right? But all of my shows, the great thing about it, because I've spoken about relationships, and guess what? Next show, we're getting into dating. We talked about, and we've talked about this before, but I kind of like to, you know, switch it up, make things fun for you. And so we're getting into dating. Why? Valentine's Day, hello, okay? We're getting into dating, okay? And why is this important? The great thing about it is because when you get into dating, it's huge, because sometimes your social background can play a huge part into who it is that you date, right? It can play a huge role into dating. And so next show we're going to be talking about dating and first date suggestions. Yes, I'm looking to see what your first date suggestions are. We do not, you know, want to plan any first date suggestions and not know what we're doing, right? So that's going to be next show, dating, okay? And that's some really good fun stuff. I'm going to really encourage you to listen to that show, but I'm going to really encourage you to listen to, like, every show. So, yeah, I just like messing with you people in a good way, messing with you in terms of just making sure that you stay consistent with something, because consistency will take you a long way. I've learned that sometimes you kind of have to be consistent in order to kind of grow and learn. And so consistency is a good thing. So as you consistently listen, you can consistently pick up the information you need and then, you know, figure things out, right? So that's just how it is. This is just some really good stuff. I really love talking to you when it comes to society and stuff, just because it's important for you, it's important for me, it's important for that person, it's important for this person, it's important for our kids. And let me tell you something, I'm not I have not given birth yet. I'm not a mom just yet. And so hopefully when I get married and, you know, we decide on, you know, what we want to do, you know, being a mom is something that I've always kind of, you know, yes, I want to do that, you know. Yeah. yes, I want to give up my, you know, just, yeah, you can just go wherever you want, whenever you want, right? One of those things. But let me tell you that it's a huge thing when we look in terms of our future, because we got to make sure people have the right platform line. We got to make sure people are thinking with the right mind, you know, their right mind, and they have sense, you know, and they're trying to pick up knowledge and do the research that they need to do to help shape society in some kind of way. Otherwise, you know, what are you doing? And so, because it can be a little bit kind of, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? When you think about bringing a child into the world, and it can be a little bit kind of like one of those things. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I want to make sure I'm bringing a child into a world that's a beautiful place, right? For them to grow, be safe, grow up, live in a good environment, and so that they can bring something to the world. You know what I mean? That's important for me. So it's just really important to kind of think about, you know, when we speak in terms of growing with society, where are your platforms, just making sure you put on the right platforms and making sure nobody steals their platforms from you. No. You know, you have a lot of individuals who are good at that. And we don't want anybody kind of, you know, that's why I speak in terms of kind of protecting yourself and, you know, just making sure that, you know, you get the credit for what it is you do. I like to get the credit for what I do, but you know what? I like to keep it real on my show. When I'm blessed, I give credit to the man upstairs. You know, I'm a Christian, and so a lot of you know that. So I like to give credit, you know, where credit's due, and I give credit. Just, you know, that's just how it is. Staying true to who you are, it's important to know who you are, okay? It's important to know who you are, okay? You have to know who you are. And so the thing that I love about this, Alisa Nicole Live, and having my own show is that I can I can speak clearly on what, on my opinions and how I feel. And I can speak clearly on what is factual to me. And what's factual to me is factual to me. What you have to do is decide who you are, who you want to be, where you're going, and what to you, right? That's the great thing. So growing with society, where are your platforms? Make sure you know whose platforms you have on. You don't want to have anybody else's platforms on. You want to have your own platforms on to make sure that you are going in the right direction in life. We can have a lot of people influence us, and we want to make sure that we are doing the right thing, okay? That's how we want to do. That's how we want to do it. Next show, we're talking about dating. And it's going to be some fun stuff. I know a lot of people, you know, got some really cute stuff coming up for Valentine's Day. You know, and if you're thinking about sending me something, you know, I like to keep things, I don't know. I like teasing you all. I'm your host, Alisa Nicole Live. We're running out of time. Thanks so much for tuning in on this lovely Saturday. And there was a lot of stuff that I haven't gotten to, but we'll get to that next show. I was going to talk about some stuff, some other good stuff, but that's okay. Next show, Twitter at Love Alisa Nicole, and you can catch live show updates there. Have a wonderful day. It's been a pleasure.